Hello, glad that you found my website, Adult Learning Theories. My name is Christopher Zuli, and this is my first podcast in support of my website. Before I get into today's topic, I think it's appropriate you know a little bit about my background. I'm currently a middle school teacher in Brevard County, Florida. I've been one for a little over 11 years. This is my 12th school year now. During that time, I have not only taught students in the 12 to 15-year-old range, but I have conducted numerous training sessions for the school faculty and for the district as well. However, I didn't start out as a teacher. My journey began at 18 when I enlisted in the U.S. Air Force. My title was a bioenvironmental engineering specialist. Anything that had to do with the health of the worker, I had to analyze, I had to monitor, and I had to assess. This included noise surveys, mercury spills, hazardous waste response, radiation surveys, potable water monitoring, and the list goes on and on. Fast forward a few years, and I find myself at the Kennedy Space Center. I'm out of the Air Force. I'm now a civilian. I'm performing the same tasks as I did in the Air Force, but working around the space shuttle now. I'm working around the Titan, the Delta, and the Atlas rockets. During that time, I had to get a lot of safety training. And whenever I would go to a training session, I observed that the instructors would give mostly a lecture, a sit and get, if you will. There was very little conversation and certainly not much time for open discussions. And this is when my wheels started turning. I think I truly found my calling at that time. I felt like I could be a better instructor and in that sense make a bigger impact on the space program. So I got a job with that very same training department and worked under the wing of one instructor who was well-versed in adult learning theories. He was kind of a mentor. He encouraged me to get my professional certification in the field of practice. So I worked hard to get the highest certification, and that was the CET, or Certified Environmental Safety and Health Trainer. But I didn't want to stop there. I went back to school and earned my master's in curriculum and instruction at UCF, or the University of Central Florida. A few years down the road, I was working for another employer doing the same thing, but that employer decided to begin sending me on business trips without much notice. And my daughter at that time was 7 years old, so I thought that I'd better find a way to stick around so I can be there for her during her formative years. So that led me to becoming a public school teacher. I wanted to continue to teach. I wanted to continue to make an impact. So now, up to present day, here I am. So this podcast is about one essential component of adult learning theories, and that is the recognition and utilization of adult experiences. I want to highlight that, adult experiences, to develop deeper meaning and relevancy. It's important to recognize that adults have gained a lot of experience, both work-related and personal. And by giving them the opportunity to share that experience helps them and other participants. You see, the instructor doesn't have to do all the talking. Participants can learn from each other as well. An important thing for an instructor to do is to try to connect their experiences, the students' experiences, with the new content to show relevance. I have to add that the instructor should also create opportunities for discussion questions to get the learners to share instances when they have dealt with a certain problem or process. And then sharing those very experiences can facilitate more learning and keep everyone engaged. Yay! For example, if an instructor is talking about a procedure for avoiding legal problems, someone in the class might have had a specific experience with a similar issue, and he or she could provide the other students with a practical and, by all means, relatable approach to like situations. We instructors are often very adept at providing generic examples, and I'm sure we do them quite well, but it's also the examples that the participants encounter during their day-to-day jobs that can really reinforce the learning topics. Another note, part of the preparation of a good instructor is also getting to know your students. Understanding the student's background, their experiences, education, and interests, that will help you tailor the subject information to the student and make the information more meaningful. You can also use this information to motivate the student, giving the student the ability to see the relevance of the information. So here's another example. Think again for a few moments about how your knowledge of your students can benefit the learning environment. Okay, so now you've done that. So here we are. You are an instructor who is tasked with teaching a class about hazardous material safety. Now, you know that there are several students that have a formal background in chemistry. And you also, by doing all the good things instructors do, you also know that there are a couple of others who have experience with hazardous materials cleanup. And you know that this will help you spark deeper discussions on the topic. Not only are you giving them some ownership over the learning, but you are also extending the credibility of the information being presented to the rest of the class. So, to wrap up the first podcast, it's important to understand that andragogy, which is the study of how adults learn, and pedagogy, the study of how children learn, they have many areas of overlap, but there are definite distinctions, and we need to be aware of it. An example of this is that everybody of all ages has a set of experiences that they bring with them to a learning event. However, adults generally have much larger and many more pages of life experiences than children. So my advice is use their experiences to help make the training more relevant and thereby more successful.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.